Welcome. You're listening to a members-only broadcast brought to you by Barnabas Foundation, your trusted ministry partner for planned giving. And here's your host, Kurt Knoll, Director of Member Relations.
This classic podcast comes to you from our February 2019 training, where Steve Baker, a senior estate planning attorney at Barnabas Foundation, discusses Beyond the Will, topics that frequently surface during planning sessions with your loyal supporters.
Good morning, everybody. And thank you for joining us today. My name is Kurt Knoll. I'm the Director of Member Relations here at Barnabas Foundation. And joining me today is Steve Baker via video from our office in West Michigan. And Steve's been with us over 24 years now, Steve. And Steve is one of our planners who over these last two decades plus, boy, that sounds like a long time, Steve.
A long time.
Steve has met with hundreds and hundreds of your supporters, your donors over the years, and engage them in the conversation that many of our planners, all of our planners have with your donors about their estate, their giving desires, and how best accomplish their goals and their charitable giving. If you recall, a couple months ago, I did an interview like this with Travis Morrow, who was our most recent hire in our planning team. He covers the West Coast. Steve out of Michigan covers most of the eastern half of the country, as well as the West Michigan area. And we talked with Travis a bit about what are those estate planning meetings kind of look like? What are the topics that are often covered and so forth? And today we want to do the same thing with Steve. We're going to dive a little deeper into this conversation again, and we're going to get Steve's perspective on some of these things. And so that's kind of the goal and objective for today. And as a result, I think you'll learn about some of the other things that we often engage with your donors about. It's not just about the dollars and cents and what they own and who's going to get it. There's a lot more that goes into it than just those specifics. So, you know, Steve, to start off with, you know, as you're engaging with donors and talking to them about them, often the subject of stewardship comes up. And so I just ask for a couple minutes of your time to kind of share with us, what are those stewardship conversations like? What are you guys addressing in those conversations with supporters?
Yeah, I think the great thing is we do get the opportunity to really dig into and talk a little bit more about stewardship with folks, and it's amazing the stories we hear. But you know, stewardship being the idea that God owns everything we have, and so our planning is part of just being that good steward that God wants us to be, and so we work off of that, and that's really what guides people's objectives and goals and doing, you know, kind of what they're planning to do. It entails working on relationships too, and how families are doing, and you know how to be the best steward to benefit families as well as being the best steward that God wants us to be to benefit the kingdom causes that that He wants us to benefit. So, you know, it's a broad discussion, I think it's really helpful to kind of have that base of doing the planning. And so we never really know what's going to come from those meetings, but we have these discussions. We engage with people in this concept, and it leads to other things. When we look at what's going on in their lives and how God's working in their lives, you know, it leads to a lot of different things. So we're happy to do that.
I imagine you get into, you've had some fascinating conversations with some wonderful people over the years as you've engaged with them in these types of things. And they often pour their heart out to you and about what their passions are and how the Lord just blessed them tremendously oftentimes, right?
Yeah, I think that's a pretty common theme in saying, you know, folks are really grateful for what they have and are just thankful that, you know, they've been just super blessed. And so it's a real privilege for them, you know, to kind of think about this whole concept of, okay, not just let's get some legal documents in place, but let's think about, all right, how does God really want us to take care of these things? How does He want us to manage? And then ultimately, you know, how does He want us to distribute these things? And so when we talk about the planning side, you know, we're talking about ultimately that distribution, but it does get into some of these questions about how does God want them to manage things while they're still alive? So, you know, that's kind of a neat tool for us. Because when we're looking at somebody's situation and we're looking at developing a plan that kind of meets what they want to do, you know, they do share with us a lot of different things. It's about their family, but it's also about the resources that they have. And sometimes it's how God has blessed their business. Sometimes it's they didn't really think too much about this, and all of a sudden, here's where we are. And so when we look at kind of their asset information, because we do have to kind of talk about that when we do the planning, it opens up some doors to ask some questions. And so, you know, we ask some questions in these meetings. Again, we're focused on kind of doing the planning, but we ask some questions about when you see their asset information and they might have an investment account. And again, we've had this basic discussion or talked about stewardship from the beginning. And when we see, you know, when we talk about, hey, God owns everything, you know, what do you do while you're alive? You know, we ask the question, have you ever thought about giving stock? And it's amazing how many people who have, you know, investment accounts, brokerage accounts that they kind of say, well, I hadn't really thought too much about that, you know. So you know, the planning meeting, we go in thinking that we're going to talk about wills and trusts and all those things and the ultimate distribution. But then when we see kind of what's going on, it opens up some opportunities to have discussions about God doesn't own everything. And so when we give, we just give off the income because, well, yeah, God owns our income, but he owns the stocks too. And so it just opens up the doors to kind of help them be better stewards. They can start to look at our donor advised fund account called our stewards fund. A lot of times planning discussions have resulted in a stewards fund discussion and actually a stewards fund gift. And so for a lot of our members, they think that we're just going to do the planning. And then all of a sudden, you know, there's a stock gift that comes along and people are just tickled pink that, oh, I didn't know I could do this. And all of a sudden, you know, they're making gifts out of assets and their eyes kind of light up because they're now getting this full concept of stewardship. So it opens up that door to the stewards fund. So.
Excellent. And so oftentimes this is not a situation where we're just thinking about ultimate gifts, but it leads to lots of lifetime gift opportunities.
Absolutely.
For these donors, whether it be the outright gifts immediately through the donor advised fund, which it in many ways accelerates some of that giving from their ultimate gift, their state gift to now during their lifetime, leading potentially to larger current gifts to our members and to the ministries that these donors hold near and dear to their heart. But there's also conversations that end up getting into some of those more complicated assets and retaining life income as well and providing for their income security and getting into trusts and gift annuities, right?
Absolutely. You know, again, when you look at the planning kind of idea, we have to talk about their family and we have to talk about the property. And so, again, that property kind of discussion is really just looking at what do we have to plan with. But it also kind of intertwines with the life situation. So if we're talking with somebody who's a little older and they've maybe had this rental property for 30 some years, and now all of a sudden they're in a position that, you know, they don't want to do that anymore. And so what we thought was just going to be kind of a will discussion because of their life change and their life situation, we now have had this discussion about, okay, well, have you ever thought about selling it? And, well, yeah, we're kind of tired of doing this. We'd kind of like to maybe move on. And then we say, well, you know, did you know that you could give some or all of it to do some additional gifting with income streams back to you? And that does generate, you know, those charitable remainder trusts. Sometimes it's gift annuities with other kinds of assets. So, and you know, your comment about accelerating the giving, I don't think that people giving stock to the donor advised fund account necessarily changes what their ultimate estate plan is going to look like. They just look at it kind of doing, well, this is how I'm going to do some of my current giving, and sort of, it doesn't really change what the end distribution is going to look like. In some cases, maybe it does if they're larger kind of transactions and they're bigger things. But for a lot of times, it's really complementary. You know, it's probably a little bit like the Russell James concept of, you know, if you're listed in somebody's estate plan or in their will, you're likely to get higher current gifts because they really feel that strongly about you. So I think we see a lot of that correlation.
Yeah, excellent. In your meetings of late, over the last, say, 12 months or so. Has there been any specific new concerns that donors have raised, or questions of things that they've been wrestling with at all? Anything related to the tax law changes, or any new anything new that's been coming out at all in your meetings?
I don't really think that the tax law changes are a huge issue, really. There are some things that will impact donors, but you know, a lot of folks are giving because they just feel called to give, and the tax deduction isn't what drives the gift. It's the desire to give. Yeah. And the tax deduction is just an additional sort of benefit, I guess you will say. There are some people who are looking at using some of the current tax law changes in sort of thinking about larger gifts in 1 year, and then that's where the donor advised fund, our stewards fund, kind of comes into play. They'll do some more of that in 1 year, and then the next year they'll have funds to give, but they just won't have charitable deductions in that next year. I think the estate tax exemption amount being quite high, hardly had any discussions where people are concerned about, you know, the estate tax issues anymore. I do think I've heard some conversations over the last number of months about just making sure that, you know, folks have resources to care for themselves. And I, you know, that's just kind of always a concern, I think, to make sure that we have enough to care for ourselves. But that's kind of where the beauty of the estate plan comes into play, is that the estate plan is only going to distribute what you have left. And so if somebody really needs to make sure that they have enough resources, they do. But I think that's part of also the discussion we have with folks when they're looking at the donor advised fund, our stewards fund, or looking at doing some sort of a life income gift. There's always kind of a question from our side about, let's make sure we structure this so that you're still in a good spot, and you're not going to be detrimentally harmed, and let alone it still kind of accomplishes some of your goals. So we try to find that balance that works for people and make sure that they can take care of themselves, for sure.
One of the concerns that came up when the tax law was changed this past year was what impact that might have on giving to charity. And I think anecdotally, well, we only have 12 months worth of data right now, anecdotally, the people we're working with haven't necessarily been, they haven't changed their giving pattern because there's been a change in the tax law necessarily, other than we've seen some people that have done some doubling up in 1 year and taking the standard deduction next. But in terms of giving volume, we haven't seen a reduction in giving necessarily.
Right.
We've heard some of that. We think where it may be impacting is some of those more marginalized givers who gave at a lower level, who might have just barely made it to the itemization level, and now that it's been doubled. But we have heard from some charities there have been some impact, but at least from the folks that we've been working with on the more major gift side, we haven't really seen anything, correct?
That's correct. And I do think the economics that we've seen over the last number of years, with the markets being having performed, you know, pretty well over a stretch of, you know, what, 3 or 4 years, the equity giving, the stock gifts, you know, people are saying that this is a great time to give, and so I think over the last 12 months, I think we had a large number of gifts into our stewards fund. And not just at the end of the year, it was from January all the way through the end of the year. So when people see how that stewards fund works, and they don't just think about it as an end of the year kind of a tool, they think of it as a year-long tool where they can time things to where they feel like it's an appropriate time to do some things. So, That kind of can come from, you know, these estate planning meetings that we have with folks, and that our members are connecting us with people. And it's really exciting to see, you know, especially when we work with some of the folks in the agricultural businesses, and, you know, that's really fun to see, you know, giving of commodities, because God owns all of that. And we find that those are just really fun and exciting times for us to help people dig deeper into their relationship with God through the giving. I mean, it's all about developing that deeper relationship with God and through giving of the resources, the stuff that they own, in it, rather than maybe their income. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's pretty exciting, and we're blessed to just kind of have a seat there.
I often say, when people ask me what I get to do for a living, I often get to say I got one of the funnest jobs in the world. Our organization helps people give their money away, so it's a fun job. And it, you know, what you're talking about, Steve, certainly played out in our numbers last year. We came off of an incredible year in 2017, where we had almost over $85 million in gifts in and $52 million out. And we have finalized all of our numbers for 2018, and we didn't think we were going to get quite close to those figures, but we ended up bringing in almost right around $83 million. So we were real close to what we did in 17. So we certainly have seen tremendous gift flow. Mm-hmm. We had a really, really big gift that came in 2017 as well, that kind of was a boxcar-sized portion of that. But more phenomenally was the fact that last year we sent $67 million out to charity, $15 million higher than the prior year. It was over almost right. 700 grant checks that we mailed. And that, if there's anything that gets our team energized on a weekly basis, it's that distribution number that goes out the door every week to all of our members and to the other ministries that are supporting. So it's just such a privilege and honor for us to find ourselves in this position. So Steve, that was my questions I had today. Anything you want to kind of close with? Any final thoughts that you might have to share with those that are watching? If not, I've got a couple of announcements to make.
Yeah, no, I guess, you know, we just really value the partnership we have with our members. We want you to know that the donors that you put us in touch with, you know, we're going to talk about that stewardship component, and we're going to help them plan, but it can open up doors to some other things that can be, you know, really beneficial to them. And they're willing to share that with us because they know we're gonna help them honor what God wants them to do. So thank you for that, and we look forward to working with you some more.
Well, thank you, Steve. Thank you for the work that you do. I'm sure on behalf of all our members, they thank you as well. And
thank you.
You know, if there's any questions that any of you have, feel free to post them through the Facebook site or to email myself or Linnell Dykstra here on the team, and we're happy to get any of those questions answered for you. Couple of other notes. I touched on those events coming up, March 27th, the big training event. Hope to see all of you there. In April, again, CLA down in Dallas, Texas. If you're going to be there, be sure to let us know. If any of your team from your organization is going to be there, please let us know. We do a really nice lunch. It's better than the box lunch that you get from the CLA organization. That's a nice warm cooked meal, and you can enjoy some fellowship time with peers. And so last year, I think we had 40 or 50 people join us for lunch, and we would love to see all of you there who are going to be attending CLA. And again, we have the full-day workshop on planned giving, kind of the soup to nuts on planned giving, from, you know, the basics of what it is all the way through to marketing and measurement and techniques and so forth, about why it's so important to our organization and how to best structure a planned giving operation. So think of it like a best practice type of all-day intensive. In addition to that, a few things that have been posted recently, want to make sure that you're aware of. Our Legacy Society kit has been released. It's available through the Member Center. If you don't have a log on to the Member Center, be sure to reach out to Linnell Dykstra here at Barnabas Foundation. We'll make sure you are connected with it, because that's where we push all of our marketing materials through, is the Member Center, and you'll find just a treasure trove of information there. But the Legacy Society kit, if you recall from last month, Heather Day kind of walked through what that is and how to start one, or if you have one, how to kind of give it some life and things you can do with it and why they're important. So be sure to take a look at that material that's posted in the Member Center. In addition, we have released the second quarter planned gift marketing materials as part of our quarterly program, so that all those materials have been released and available through the Member Center. And those, again, are customizable. We can make them look and feel like your organization, like we do all the other things. And so, again, log in on that. Second quarter materials are all about life income gifts, so charitable trusts and charitable gift annuities and why they're important and donors who should be considering using them. March 13th. So Steve alluded to the kind of the donor advised fund, our stewards fund, today in our conversation. Next month with Cindy Reimers, our client services administrator, we're going to dive deeper into what a DAF is. Ironically, yesterday I was at a board meeting in Grand Rapids, Michigan for one of our members, with the foundation boards, and one of their members said, "Hey, can you tell me about what a donor advised fund is?" And so we're still finding out, even though there's lots of organizations that do donor advised funds, there's still a lot of people that don't understand what they are. And so we're going to talk about what it is, how they're useful to donors, why they're valuable in their giving, and we'll talk about the techniques and so forth and all the specifics of what it is, how it works, and so forth. So be sure to attend that on March 13th and look for that announcement with myself and with Cindy Riemersma. And lastly, just as a final note, again, as we put these on once a month, we design them to be 15, 20 minutes in length. If there's a topic you'd like to see us cover, let us know. We'll be happy to add it to the roster. We've got a number of things scheduled for the next few months. But again, if you have an interesting topic you'd like us to touch on, we'd be happy to talk about it in one of these Facebook Live videos. So again, thank you for joining us today. It's always a privilege to serve you as our members. We consider it an honor and privilege to be involved in your work to further the kingdom. And again, have a great one and wonderful day. Thanks.
Thank you for listening. This has been a members-only broadcast brought to you by Barnabas Foundation. Learn more about the variety of resources, tools, and training available to you by logging into the Member Center at www.barnabasfoundation.com.